Blog Talk Radio.
This is my truth. I've had my struggles. I've had my pain. And I'm not perfect. I'll be honest, I'll admit, sometimes I can play. Some said I would make it. Thanks be to God I made it. I'm standing today. After everything I've been through, I've never lost my faith in you, God. I'll never ever let go of your hand. Mm-hmm. On your promises I'll stay. I'm still here. I am still here. I'm still here. And
Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. They'll be coming up shortly. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you today. God bless you. What a beautiful song by our own in the Metro Atlanta area, Brother Jerome Harvell. I'm still here. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're still here, which you are right now live, those listening live right now or via the internet, you are still here and you better give God some praise for that right now. Jesus' name. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes. Amen. I don't understand it all, folks, but we got to give God praise in everything. The Word of God talks about praise Him in everything. So, Father, we thank you for the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. Amen. Amen. Well, we know you had a good day today. Thank you so much for those listening. I did want to mention that we have I did want to mention some of the stats here on the network because God has been so good. Of course, this is God's network. In fact, let me go and give him some praise for that. This is the Lord's network. Please understand that. So today, guys, we just want to let you know that Bishop and Doc are heard all across the globe there through the network. We currently have, we just hit 152,000 listeners, folks. Whoa, praise God. Thank the Lord for that. We just hit 152,000 listeners on the network. So that means people are listening on the network, and we just broke that 151. It's now 152,000. Yeah, thank you, Lord, for that. Amen. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. And also, too, Bishop and Doc are listening to from around the globe as well via the network. Real quickly, the United States, Brazil, United Kingdom, South Korea, and Germany. So we thank God for that as well. So people are listening. There's probably some other countries in there that are a little smaller, but it's all good. And so, again, we thank God for Bishop and Doc being with us on prayer time tonight. They're all over. Yeah. Praise the Lord. God is good. So, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to put that number out there, 347-843-4559. I am convinced, I know you already know this, everybody on the planet, 8 billion plus people, everybody needs the Lord. Everybody needs the prayer today in Jesus' name. Also, to that number again, 347-843-4559. You can be texting it out to family, loved ones, co-workers, business partners. Everybody needs prayer today in Jesus' name. 347-843-4559. Hey, we'll be opening up the lines later on too as well. If you have a prayer request, praise report, or a comment or a response there for Doc and Bishop later on if you like. But we appreciate you so much for that. Hey, let's go to the scripture. Our scripture tonight is Matthew 24, 34 and 36. The scripture coming up, Matthew 24. We encourage you to read the entire chapter of Matthew 24. In your time of meditation and reading the word. I'll be reading a few verses here in a few seconds. Hey, if you're just joining us, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for your precious time tonight. This is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's nothing like the word of God, as we know, and we thank God for his precious word. As you notice, people around the world that can't even get the word, can't even repeat the word, can't even bring it up, can't even talk about it, can't even meet about it. And here we are on a global network that allows us to do that. So again, we thank God for his goodness and his grace here in these United States. So praise God. Hey, Matthew 24 verses 34 through 36 reads, "Verily I say unto you," this is in the red for those who need to know that. This is Jesus speaking. "Verily, I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all things be fulfilled." Amen. "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass." Amen. I want to put some emphasis on that. No matter what happens, the word of God will not change. It will not pass. Thank him for his wonderful, wonderful word. "But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only." Isn't that powerful? Praise God. As you know, we hear rumors of this and rumors of that and people putting dates on stuff. And I'm sorry, they're wrong. It ain't going to happen. They don't know. So anytime we hear that people putting dates on things and things like that, that is of the enemy. And they are a liar. They don't have it. They don't have the right information, obviously, because we just read it here. Only God the Father knows the time that things will happen according to his timetable. So we thank God for his word tonight. That was Matthew 24, verses 24 through 36. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Bishop's coming up shortly here. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. What a wonderful day for prayer. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the man of God as we get ready to open up Bishop's mic tonight. And we thank Bishop and Doc for their precious time today as well. Bishop, thank you so much, sir, for your time tonight.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. God bless everybody. We're grateful to the Lord once again to come and seek the face of God and for the people of God all over the world as we pray for the health and the safety of the and protecting them from all the sickness and whatever disease that may come up on the earth. God will keep his people whole, keep his people healed, and we will do the things that we need to do to be healthy because we're living in the last days and the Lord is soon to come. But we must occupy until he comes, and we must be ready when he comes to come after us. And so as we pray tonight, we pray for people to be healed that are sick. We pray for those that are well to continue to be well, and they got it. We'll continue to protect them from all the danger and all the sickness of diseases that may be coming upon this earth. We know that God is able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think or ask. Now unto him who is able, meaning right now, is not that nothing is too hard to God. Nothing will slip up on the Lord that he don't know about. So we know that God has given his angels charge up over us to keep us from all evil, to keep us from all diseases, from all sickness. Father God, we thank you tonight for your word. We thank you, God, you watch us over your word to perform it. So shall your word be that going forth out of your mouth, it will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper into the things which you send it. And Father, we glorify your name. We lift your name up, and we thank you in advance for your miracle-working power. We thank you for the blessings of the Lord, making rich and adding no sorrow. We thank you, God. You was wounded for our transgression. You was bruised for our iniquity. The Gentiles, our people on it. But it's with your stripe we are healed. We pray the healing for your people all over this world. We pray that, God, you will protect their bodies, that they will not get sick. You will protect us from all the evil. You will protect us from all diseases. And, Father, we give you glory. We give you praise. We call it so already. We call it done in the name of Jesus. Your words say, one could put 1,000, but two could put 10,000 to flight. We stand in agreement, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word. We give you glory for it, and we praise you tonight. Now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all we even think or ask. The weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, through the pulling down strongholds and casting down every imagination, every high thing that is going to set against the knowledge of God. And we pull down every stronghold of sickness and diseases. We pull it down and cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God. And we thank you, God, for your healing. We thank you for your miracle working power. We thank you, God, that you will keep your people no matter what come up on this earth. You will keep our minds in perfect peace. And Lord, we give you praise for it. And we lift your name up tonight, God, and we give you praise of God. Your word is a consuming fire. And we magnify you for it tonight. We pray for that moment tonight, that child tonight, that man tonight. We pray for their safety. We pray for the healing of their bodies. We pray for the miracles that will take place in their lives, God. And we thank you. We pray for their loved ones that may be sick even now because you paid the ultimate price, God, and you're able to heal to the utmost, and we give you thanks for it in the name of Jesus. There is no disease that has come upon this earth that you're not able to heal us from. And we thank you, God, that you're able to heal the cancer, the diabetes. You thank you, Lord, you heal the mind of those that have mental problems. We thank you, God, you healing the hearts tonight that have been broken, God. We thank you, God, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. And Father, we thank you tonight. We speak your word and we decree it over your people. Father, we pray for our nation, God. We need you as never before. Our nation needs you, God. Our Congress, our government needs you, God. We need you in our homes. Father God, every home needs you, Jesus. And Father, we pray for every family, God. We pray, God, that you will keep their minds, God. You will keep us, Father God, in this time, that we will walk by faith and not by sight, that we hold fast and hold firm to your word and decree and declare your word no matter what takes place in this world today, God. We give you thanks for it. God, we thank you right now, God, and thank you that you have given your angel charge over us. We give you thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Your word says, your word is a healer. Your word is a liver. Your word is a keeper. And Father, we pray for families tonight as you continue to strengthen them through your word, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray now unto him who's able to keep us from falling. We give you thanks for it tonight. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, we walk by faith and not by sight, and we call those things to be not as though they already are. We thank you for the healing of those that are sick tonight. You're healing them even now. You're healing that mother. You're healing that parent. You're healing that child, Father, that child that may be gone away from home, that their family don't know where they are. But God, you have your head of protection around them to keep them, God, in the name of Jesus. And we give you glory for it already, God. We thank you, God, as you strengthen that family, God, as you encourage that mother, God, as you encourage that loved one tonight. And, Father, we forever give you glory. We give you praise. We give you the honor. And we magnify you because you are God, and there's no God like you. And you are able to keep us from falling, God. We give you glory for it tonight. And we call it done in the name of Jesus. We pray for our government, God, that they will come to know you as their Lord and Savior. Father, we need you, God. We need you. Our families need you. Our communities need you, Lord. Even in our school halls and houses. God, look on the children, God. Protect them, God, in the name of Jesus. Protect their minds, oh, Father. Keep them from the evil of this world. And, Father, we give you glory, God. We pray for the teachers, of the safety, oh, God, for safety of them even in their school, in the home, on their way to school, Father. We pray that they're safe, God, and we give you glory. As we pray for that family that may be homeless tonight, that person that may not know you as the Lord and Savior, that they will come to know you as the Lord and Savior. We give you glory to her tonight, and we pray for every nation. We pray for every country. We pray for every city, every community. And, Father, we pray, Father, we pray against that spirit of murder, that spirit of crime. Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will supply every need according to your riches and glory. And, Father, we give you thanks for it, and we call it so tonight. Now unto him who's able to keep us from falling, we give you praise and we glorify you as we look to you, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. And, God, we trust you. Now, God, we give you thanks for it, and we give you praise for it, and we call it so even now as you comfort those that are need comfort, God, tonight, those that have lost a loved one during this season of time and life. Father, we ask you to comfort them. We ask you to be with them. And, Father, we know that you're able to do exceedingly abundant above all we could even think or ask. And, Father, we give it to you. We surrender all to you. We thank you, God, for your blessing. We thank you for life. We thank you for health and strength. We thank you for keeping us closed and of our right minds. We thank you that you have blessed us, God. You have blessed us, God. You have blessed us so many times over and over again. We give you praise for it. We thank you for every blessing, every promise that you have allowed to come to pass in our lives. As you continue to bless your people everywhere, keep your people, God. Continue to open doors. Continue to make ways. Continue to provide, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you, and we forever give you glory for all that you have done and the things that you're going to do in the days to come. That request that mother may have tonight, God, that father may have, that child may have tonight, you already know the situation. You already know the circumstances. You already know their request, God, and you said, make our request be known unto you. And, Father, we make it known to you tonight that you will meet every need in every life, every child, every family tonight. We pray, God, keep us in the in this time of life. Keep us from the danger of this world. Keep us, our minds are stayed on you. Keep us walking upright before you. Father God, keep us with the mind stayed on you to live a righteous life. And oh God, we be able to give you glory. And all praise shall be thine. As we walk from day to day, we know that it's you that has given us another opportunity, that has given us another chance. We thank you for all that you've already done. We thank you for all the blessings you have ever poured out on us. We thank you for life. We thank you for eyes, our ears to heal. We thank you for shelter. We thank you for clothes. We thank you for everything that you have made available to us. And God, we give you glory for it, because you alone is worthy of all the praise. You deserve all the praise, and you deserve all the honor. And Father, no flesh will receive any glory, but God, it will go to you tonight. And Father, we pray for that individual tonight that in a mind that don't know what they don't know what to do. They're tormented in their minds with their trouble. Father God, we know that you are able to meet that need tonight. You're able to heal the broken heart tonight. You're able to strengthen them, God, in the name of Jesus. And we glorify you for your goodness, and we magnify you for your awesome. And Father, we glorify you. We give you praise. We give you glory and honor. And God, we thank you for what you're going to do in the days ahead. We thank you for the doors you've already opened. We thank you for the ways you've already provided. We thank you, God, as you bless that child that just got out of high school and getting ready to go to a job, getting ready to go to college. Father, we thank you that you have walked and make a blessing, open door for them, favor, give them favor, God, in the name of Jesus. On their job, that individual that's on their job that's been tormented by the enemy, Father, we ask you to turn that situation around even now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood against them right now. And Father, they will walk in that job, and they will stay on that job as long as you want them to be there. And Father, we thank you, God, that they will be a light in that place. And Father, we give you glory. And they will know there was nobody but God that worked out that situation. Father God, we thank you that they don't have to go on that job in fear. They don't have to go on that job in confusion. But God, we know that you're one that can give a peace of heart, give a peace of mind. And Father, we give you glory for it tonight. We pray for that family that may be torn apart, that you will bring them back together. You will unite them in a united way like never before. Give them love one for another. And Father, give us, God, a repentant heart. If we are, God, in the name of Jesus, keep us with a repentant heart. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, you said the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and deliver them out of all of their trouble and out of all that appeals. And we call it so tonight. And we thank you that you have given your angel charge over us, that no evil shall come near our dwelling, no plague shall be able to overtake us. And Father, we give you glory for it tonight. We praise your mighty name, and we lift your name up. We ask you to bless each and every individual, God, that have a request before you, God. That, Lord, that you said, make your request known, God, to you. And, Father, they have made their request known. And, Father, while they waiting on the answer, let them know, God, that you're not a man that you should lie, not a son of man that you have to repent. If you said it, you're going to bring it to pass. It's going to happen. They don't let them not be weary and well-doing. In due season, they will reap if they don't faint. And, God, we thank you as you keep them, and you keep them, and you keep their minds in perfect peace. Father, we thank you, God. We give you glory for it, and we praise your mighty name tonight. You continue to bless your people everywhere. Bless them, God. Open doors, God. I know the enemy comes to destroy, but you have come and we may have life and life more abundantly.
Amen, Bishop. Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, that was a powerful, powerful prayer from Bishop John Crenshaw. And we are excited about that prayer because it's for you. It's for your family. It's for your neighbors. It's for our county, for our city, for our state, for our wonderful, wonderful nation, ladies and gentlemen, and for people all around the globe as well. We thank you so much. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I want to make sure if you want to participate, you do have a prayer request or a praise report or a comment there, hit star one on your phone. If you like, star one on your phone. We always love to hear from those who call in and take time to call in on the network as well. But hit star one on your phone if you like to dial in there and say a few words if you don't mind. I appreciate you so much for that. So we thank you. Hey, as you know, prayer is so important. I want to encourage everybody. I know I stepped up my prayer time throughout the day as well. I want to encourage everybody to step up your prayer, folks. Step it up to the next level. But we want to make sure that you're in constant fellowship, constant love in God, of course, but most of all, in constant fellowship with the Father through prayer each and every day. What a powerful, powerful time. So we thank you so much for this time today. Hey, we're going to go to the phones. And I always love to hear from Brother John. Brother John, God bless you, man. How you doing today, sir?
How you doing, Elder Kevin? I'm great. I just want to thank you, Elder Kevin, Bishop, and Dr. Crenshaw for overseeing the prayers and always looking out for us in prayer. I just want to thank you guys for y'all professionalism and y'all humility when it comes to the prayer. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Brother John. Yes, sir. We love you. We love God and we love his people. And Bishop and Dr. Crenshaw have taught us how to pray over the years, as you know, Brother John and everybody else who knows Bishop and Doc. They taught us how to pray. They teach us, encourage us. But as you know, Brother Bishop, man, he knows how to pray. Bishop Crenshaw know how to pray. And Dr. Crenshaw, they know how to pray. So all we do is model what they do in the name of Jesus. So we thank you so much for that, Brother John. But we have great leadership and Bishop and Doc, and we thank them so much for caring over the sheep, caring over the flock, as they have been mandated to do, as they've been called to do in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you so much for that time. So Brother John, yes, sir, we lift you up in prayer. We lift your wife up, family up, and we understand there's a lot going on. But again, we lift you up in prayer. God has you, man. I don't understand it all, Brother John, everybody, but God still has us. All we know, we just trust God. All I know, he can fix stuff. God can fix everything, Brother John. He's going to fix everything that we are concerned about. He's going to fix it all, and we won't even worry about it anymore. That includes family and situations and everything that we are concerned about. I believe he will fix it. And every eye will be dry. No more tears. There'll be nothing but joy in the Lord forever and ever. So we thank God for standing on his word. Again, I don't understand it all. Just got to trust God. And that's what we do. We do trust him in Jesus' mighty name. Praise God. Well, amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we thank you so much for being with us tonight. We are excited about you being with us always. Let people know that prayer time is on Tuesday evenings at 8 p.m. And let people know that they can dial in. And of course, you don't have to wait till Tuesday, right? As Bishop reminds us, you should be praying every day. Pray, of course, when you wake up. Pray before you go to sleep. Pray even during the day, right? People don't need to know you're praying. I can pray with you. I can be looking at you and praying over you right there, you know, without saying a word. So we thank God for prayer because it is the power to help God, not help God, but help us understand that God hears our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name. So praise the Lord. Amen. So ladies and gentlemen, we thank you so much for being with us tonight. We want to close out tonight with an awesome time, letting you know that Jesus wants you to have a great rest of the evening, great rest of the day, and continue to pray for our leaders, right? As Bishop talked about as well, pray for Bishop and Doc. Pray for the families of our leaders as well. As you know, they are under attack by the enemy because of what they do for God. But it's so interesting that, as you know, the enemy hates God. I said, I don't know how to, well, I understand how, but I was thinking the enemy hates God. That's not a good thing to do. You know, you don't want to hate God. That's for sure. You're not going to win that one. But we thank God for his son that saved us. We thank God for precious Holy Spirit that's with us tonight in Jesus' mighty name. So praise the Lord. Amen. Well, we thank God for you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and we want you to continue to grow. We want to continue to stay in the word as well. That's a very, very important. Continue to read that word, folks. Read that word every day. Matter of fact, it's on the phone. Matter of fact, I was listening on even on the internet, right? You can Google all the scriptures and it'll play it back for you. So make sure we stay strong in the word. Get that in your subconscious. Get that in your conscious mind. Be able to recite scriptures that you love and to help motivate you and excite you as well. But as we know, the word of God never fails, folks. It never fails. It's not going anywhere. Everything else, I mean, the whole universe can pass away, but the word of God will still stand. That's pretty powerful when you think about it. So thank God for his wonderful, wonderful word today. Lord, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise for Bishop and Doc tonight and the word of God in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So ladies and gentlemen, we thank you so much on behalf of Bishop and Doc tonight. We thank you so much for being with us tonight. We want to bless your wonderful, wonderful name. And we'll see you next time on the prayer time with Bishop. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, one thing I want to share with you is that we serve a mighty, mighty God. I want to leave you with a wonderful song by J.J. Harrison. It's called Lord, You're Mighty, a little wonderful song about the goodness of God. We serve an awesome and mighty God, folks. Let's not forget that. Let's not forget what Jesus has done for us. He has redeemed us back to the Father through his blood and resurrection. And we thank him for that. So Lord is mighty. All right. Y'all have a good evening. This has been Prayer Time with Bishop John and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. God bless you now. Bye-bye.
Lord, you're mine.
God, lift up your praises.
Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty
God. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we serve a mighty, mighty God. And as the bishop would say, never give up on the word. Don't never give up the word. Thank you so much. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Stay encouraged. And remember that Jesus is Lord. God bless you, everybody. Have a great rest of the day and a wonderful week. And let other people know in your family that you love them. Bye-bye now. Take care.